Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so then I may locate your account?
25309.
I'm sorry, sir. You're breaking up in between the numbers.
25309.
And what would be the first and last name?
Charles Wise.
Thank you for that. And please verify the shipping address.
5218 Ohio Street, South Charleston, West Virginia.
Okay, thank you for that. And I see that you have the Smart Fitness Tracker, and I also see that you're also out of the trial period. How can I assist you?
Last night at 9:45, I seen where somebody, I didn't, placed an order for $69 for some type of a fitness phone.
Yes, sir. It was for a fitness watch, and it was on a 14-day trial basis, and it would be the
cost. No, ma'am, I don't want that.
Did you place the order, sir, for the trial period?
Not only did I place the order for the $5 one, which doesn't work, I seen down below that order, that was automatically to be shipped to me, and I took it off, and I took also made sure that it didn't come across on my credit card.
So we can offer you 35% of a refund and a reship if the watch is defective.
I don't want a 35% refund. It was $5. I just chalked that up. But the $69 that was last night at 9:45, which I was in bed, I do not want.
It's for the watch that you've already received, sir.
I don't want it.
And we can offer 50%. It's supposed to monitor your sleep levels.
No, ma'am.
We can offer 75% of a refund plus a reship.
No, ma'am.
Okay, so then you would have to send the watch back, and there's a 15%.
I'm not going to accept the watch, and I will. And the credit card is not. They're not going to accept it.
So you're being charged for the watch that you've already received during the trial period.
The $5. I'm paid that.
This was a 14-day trial, sir. The customer didn't call within the 14 days, and they will be charged for the full amount.
Ma'am, I called within 5 minutes of the first day. And when I placed this, then it came up and I was reviewing, and it automatically said I didn't do it. I guess it came up automatically, so I went in and erased that. I deleted that check mark in that square, and didn't want it. It did not come up on my invoice. So the $5, whatever it was, $5 or $6, is paid. Plus, I called my credit card, and I don't want this. I'm trying to get it stopped now the best I can. I'm not trying to be rude.
Okay, sir, well, you would have to send the watch back, and then there's a 15% of the convenience fee.
Ma'am, you still got it in your warehouse. I know you can stop that watch from leaving there.
Sir, you're being charged for the watch that you've already received.
Okay.
$5 is just for the shipping and handling.
Yeah, I'll keep that. I've already did that away with that watch. I'm not disputing that.
just checking with something here. We can issue the refund, but there's a 15% convenience fee, sir.
Oh no, ma'am, I don't need the refund on what?
It would be
on the first
refund.
Watch.
It would.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir. The watch of what you've been charged for the $69.87 is for the watch that you've already received. The shipping and hand, the $5.97 was for the shipping and handling for the 14 days.
Right.
$69.87 is for the out of trial charge for the watch that you've already received.
You want it back? I don't want the watch. I tried to stop this. It's like I was 10 years earlier. I tried to stop.
It's not a second watch. It's for the same watch that you've already received.
Okay. I'm trying to understand all this. You want me to send that watch back? Hello?
Let me see, sir. Just give me just a moment.
Okay.
And the 15% of the convenience fee is for you to keep the watch. You do not have to send it back.
And how much is this 15% convenience fee?
It would be $10.40 taken away from the $69.87.
I'm trying to understand all this. I don't want any of this. But what you're telling me is there's something else that's coming in the mail for $59 or $59.
No,
is that correct?
That is not what I'm saying. You're being charged for the watch that you've already received during the trial period. On March the 12th, it's for the shipping
okay.
and handling and the $5.97. This is
okay.
a 14-day trial. On day 14, it's the customer's responsibility to call us on day 14. Otherwise, they will be charged for the full amount of the watch that they've already received during the 14-day trial period on day 15 without the discounts being applied. You're being charged for the watch that you've already received during the 14-day trial period. And the 15% convenience fee is for you to keep the watch without returning it.
Which is going to be how much?
It would be $10.
That's all I'm going to pay is $10? So that's going to be deducted mm-hmm. from the $59 or $69?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
So I'm going to be paying, what, $59 or something like that for something that I don't want, that I deleted the very 5 minutes after ordering this, and that's well, you know, within 14 days. I did that.
You're going to be receiving a refund of $59.38. The only thing that you're going to be paying
okay.
is the $10.
Okay. I got you. I can do that. So you're going to put a refund on my credit card, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then charge on the credit card $10 or whatever.
Yes,
right?
sir.
Okay. You got it through this old man's head finally. Thanks.
And I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, sir.
Okay.
It's C as in Charlie, 290428.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, sir.
Thank you for being patient with me.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.